Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. It seems as though the New World Order's Great Reset agenda may just be falling apart. We have Democrats plotting to prevent President Trump from running again in 2024 by invoking an insurrection prosecution around January the 6th, and thereby preventing him from legally seeking office again. Meanwhile, in New York, the Attorney General is also persecuting Trump, looking at him for tax fraud, saying that he has lied to bank and taxing officials. And Australia has shown that most of the COVID deaths, not really COVID, as we know, were from vaccinated people, meaning that it was the vaccinated people dying, meaning it's the vaccines killing people, because we know COVID doesn't really kill anyone. Almost no one dies from COVID. You have to have like 4 or 5 average comorbidities. It's insane. Even obese people with comorbidities almost never die from COVID. So, analysis of CDC data also confirms a massive 40% spike in deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds previously untouched by COVID since the vaccines were introduced, also paralleling what we're seeing out of Australia and the UK. Schools among the the entire world are abusing children left and right. It continues as a trend for not taking the vaccines, not wearing the masks, even going so far as to force them to sit outside in the cold, not let them use the restroom, which is just biological torture, and even going so far as to tape masks on children, on toddlers' faces. This is just child abuse. This is inhumane. One doctor from the UK in the NHS, the National Health Service, even told a patient to not take any more COVID vaccines because they're going to be pulled soon, whatever that means, warning that vaccine data is being hidden from the public. And a CDC document reveals natural immunity acquired from previous infection of COVID provides more protection than the vaccines themselves, something the CDC has been trying to hide since the very beginning, going so far as to attempt to disappear the entire premise, concept, you know, words, whatever you want to call it, of natural immunity. I mean, the WHO tried to rewrite the definition. Modern big pharma science is trying to rewrite actual science to fit the dogmatic narrative. In England, all COVID passports, mask mandates, and work restrictions are over. They just ended it. Surprise, surprise, everybody get back to normal life. Except those vaccine-injured people. You guys are stuck with it. I'm sorry. And we also see that the IRS is requiring facial recognition to sign in to even view your tax returns. I wonder if my CPA can do that for me. And Joe Biden is saying that the 2022 midterms could be illegitimate. The premise is basically if they're not allowed to cheat and win by cheating, then any other outcome is going to be illegitimate. And that's how the Democrats think. Either we win by cheating or no one can win. I've seen that sort of attitude before, and it doesn't play out really well. Hi, kids. Anyway, I've got neighbors running around having a good time. We've got rabbits, goats, chickens, sheep. We've got a bunch of animals and a lot of like farm activity and like a co-op. There's a lot happening here right now. So they're in and out, breaking into my office all the time. Rugrats. Anyway, Democrats' attempt to nuke the filibuster, that's completely failed so far, as both Senators Manchin and Sinema have held firm so far. I don't know what they're doing. They're singing Jesus songs on the trampoline, it sounds like. And Voter Georgia has confirmed over 100,000 ballots in Georgia in the 2020 election were missing the valid chain of custody, something we're seeing over and over as a trend, systemic problem throughout the 2020 elections. And additional Dropbox videos have been destroyed. We know that usually that means something is being covered up because, you know, these things have not only chain of custody requirements that are being ignored, but also preservation of documentation requirements. They're supposed to be kept for so many years, for so many months, for so long, by states and federal authorities, depending on what's happening, so that we can go back and audit. They're being deleted mysteriously, especially after any sort of like questions come in concerning the data. It just goes missing. So we're seeing a lot of that happen around any attempt to audit the 2020 election. Another clear-cut example of guilt. All of this and more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors, and after I go yell at these kids to be quiet. Here we go.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. What good is that? Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and dagnabbit, I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. It sells out fast, so take action now. That's redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
As I mentioned, Democrats are hoping to use the Department of Justice in order to strategically prevent President Trump from ever seeking public office again, linking him to treason and insurrection. If successful, it would not only be a travesty of justice, it would also be the ultimate irony. My prediction is that it would only be January the 6th all over again, whereas they were actually holding people in prison, denying them jail and due process and all that. All they can really do with President Trump is make accusations and bad words and call him names until they have actual evidence to present in court. Unless they can get some sort of really corrupt judge to go along with something that has no actual evidence in order to take him down, which I'm not putting that beyond them at all. Certainly, all they really have on President Trump is less than jaywalking at this point. In fact, less than they have on the people who went to the January the 6th event and attended the Capitol building so-called insurrection riot. Many of them didn't even go into the building. However, they don't have anything on President Trump, and all it will really end up being is a big to-do over nothing. It's essentially Russiagate continued. New York's Attorney General Letitia James, an anti-Trumper of the highest magnitude who's publicly been on the record, going after Trump multiple times, even promising to sue him and be a pain in his butt, basically, as soon as she won office, essentially is now accusing President Trump's organization of significant fraud, and also even going after Ivanka. Since they don't actually have any crimes, they're fishing really hard to find something. That's why the January 6th committee, which is a laugh in and of itself, completely illegitimate, is going after President Trump's financial records in the first place. This is just a multi-pronged federal and state level attack on the Trump family. Because whether or not they are legit, they represent an ideology that the left hates. They represent us. We the people. New reports out of New South Wales, Australia show that most of the deaths from the recent outbreaks are actually from the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated, which again shows it's the vaccines killing people, causing the so-called outbreaks of the so-called variants, which are really just mostly vaccine-induced death. And when it's not the vaccine poison itself killing you, it's the ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, variants that are then finishing people off after they've had a permanently weakened and damaged immune system from the vaccines. So the vaccines are causing, not only the ingredients within them are poisonous and toxic, but they're causing things like ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement. They're causing things like VADs, which sounds a lot like AIDS because it's the same thing except from vaccine. It's vaccine-induced autoimmune disorder, so VAIDS. So you've got VADs now instead of AIDS. You've got ADS now instead of variants. These are the appropriate terminologies for some of the side effects and the deaths coming out of the COVID vaccines. And we need to get this out there into the public sort of zeitgeist, the public consciousness. You know, people need to understand it's not just the Fauci ouchie, it's not just the vaccine, it's this specific set of symptoms, all of which have, you know, their own terminology now because they're so common. The CDC's own data confirms a massive 40% spike in deaths. And get this, it's among the 18 to 49-year-olds. It's not among the 80-plus obese, multiple comorbidities and health challenges, you know, on death's bed before they caught it. It's now people dying in the prime of their life, in their best, strongest, healthiest, most immune years. 18 to 49 is when you're sort of between the weaknesses of youth and the weaknesses of old age and infirmity. So this is ideally when you're at your prime, your peak, your physical best, your most immune. The only thing that could really explain this over the original so-called pandemic, which ran for a full year before the vaccines came out anyway, and did not see this kind of deaths, especially among the young, is the vaccines are poison. And I've been saying that for a long time, since I was 17 years old, in fact. But certainly these vaccines are poison. These mRNA vaccines, which weren't vaccines until they changed the definition, now they're technically vaccines. Unvaccinated students at New West Charter LA have been segregated behind caution tape, told to sit on the ground, and even been denied the ability and right to use the restroom because they refused to take the poisonous experiment themselves. Schools across the country continue to berate, demean, belittle, and even punish children, even young children, for refusing to be guinea pigs in this mass medical holocaust experiment. One middle school teacher in Pennsylvania at the Penfield Middle School was caught recently applying a mask with scotch tape to the side of a young boy's face. This is child abuse. This is wrong. And frankly, you know, the mass psychosis should not be tolerated. People who do things like this should be thrown in jail. They should be prosecuted for child abuse. This is deprivation of oxygen. This is forcing a child to breathe in their own germs, contaminated air with their own bacteria. This is how you get, this is basically the recipe for a bacterial pneumonia or Legionnaire's disease, which we've also seen spike since the rise of mask mandates. Not only is it easy to test your face diaper of oppression in order to see that, yeah, it has the bacteria on it that you're sick from. It's not exactly rocket science to figure this out. We've known this for a long time. Masks are nasty. And not only are they harmful for children's health and for their mental health and their ability to communicate with each other and express emotion, which is important for their formative years, you know, their ability to connect with other people, but no one should be required or forced to wear chin panties. Shockingly, the CDC has now admitted, at least in the fine print, that natural immunity acquired from previous infection is stronger than vaccine-induced immunity, which doesn't really exist. It actually destroys your immunity forever. But the fact that they've admitted it is quite shocking. In fact, CDC epidemiologist Benjamin Silk said, quote, "Surviving a previous infection now provided greater protection." Across the pond over in the United Kingdom, a National Health Service doctor who was speaking with a patient over the phone told her to not take any more doses of the experimental COVID-19 vaccines because the shots were about to be pulled out of circulation. When she asked, "So just to make sure, so you think I shouldn't have any more vaccines then?" the doctor responded, "If you ask me, that would be my advice, but yes." And he continued, "Because it's very much as I said to you. There is a lot of information coming up now which was not available earlier, and very soon all of the vaccines will be completely stopped. This is information that really just come up. You won't hear it on TV for a while, probably because it's a long story. But yeah, so it's very soon they will stop all of those vaccines. People don't know. But yeah." End quote. What's really telling is when she asks him if she should suggest it to her sister, and he says, "No, please no. Absolutely not. Does not need it. Please no." Which is an interesting response. Seems a little concerned. If only doctors had had this concern just months ago, we might have saved millions of lives. Unfortunately, it's too little too late, as a big percentage of the world has already taken the poison, the suicide shots. The entire conversation was even recorded. I don't know what new information that this doctor is privy to as part of the UK's NHS service, but I do know that we've had more than enough evidence and information to show that there was risk, these things were dangerous, and that they presented no real benefit whatsoever to the patient. England has ended all COVID passports, mask mandates, and work restrictions. It's over. Just like that, it's over. Did someone hit the eject button on the New World Order's takeover plans? I admit I didn't see this coming. I wonder why they suddenly just let go. The IRS is going to start requiring facial recognition selfies in order to log in and view your tax returns. I really hope that I can convince my CPA to do that for me, because I don't want to give them my facial login recognition ID anything. Period. So Joe Biden came out and said the 2022 election could be illegitimate. But he actually said the increase in the prospect of being illegitimate is in direct proportion to us not being able to get these reforms passed. Which is basically politician talk for, well, if we can't cheat, then the other guys, if they win, must have cheated. And that's Democrats for you. Complete projection, complete gaslighting, complete deception, no anchor to truth whatsoever. And no guilt about it whatsoever. Psychopathic level deception. Democrats' attempt to get rid of the filibuster has failed again, at least for now, as Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have stood their ground. But it was close. They really want to get rid of the filibuster and anything else that prevents them from cheating forever and federalizing all elections so that they never, ever, ever face a legitimate election again, so they never have to let go of the grip they have around our throats. So they never have to get their boot off of our backs. Voter Georgia has confirmed over 100,000 ballots in Georgia from the 2020 election that were missing their valid chain of custody documentation, and Dropbox video evidence has been destroyed as well. These massive numbers of unknown and unknowable fraudulent ballots have turned the election for the Democrats. They want to lock in their stolen elections forever. If they do that, America is over as we know it. I hope you have found this video to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and maybe even subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. As for me, I have a baby due any hour now. In fact, due yesterday, so we're already overdue, and it's pretty much any night, so I'm kind of expecting this little thing to pop out soon. I may be gone for a couple of days when that happens. I apologize, but I will be back with the news as fast as I can. We're expecting a 9-pound son, and I can't wait to hold him in my arms. Also, if you want to support what we're doing, and we are 100% listener-funded, as you already know, we're censored and banned from everything, and we're pretty much ostracized and demonetized from regular society, even from many banks. So if you want to support us, if you want to see more videos like this as fast as I can get them out, do so at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors, or head over to thegreatawakeningcoffee.com and sign up for a subscription for our gourmet coffee, or head over to redpillliving.com and get your favorite health and wellness items like our super vitamin C and D. The stuff Fauci takes, but he tells you to take the suicide shot. Or check out our anti-wrinkle Time Stop. It's a lotion, but the research behind our Carbon Shield 60 fullerenes is stunning, especially when it comes to noticeable wrinkle repair, as seen in one study. We have a lot of great items from Patriots for Patriots to help drain the digital swamp and fund the truth media at our sponsors list at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors, and we'll see you on the next one. Thank you all, and good night.